As you've been hearing in our bulletin, Irish Olympians are being celebrated today, and this morning they were at a reception in the Arras, and now they're at Dublin Castle with friends and coaches. Our reporter Karen Creed is at Dublin Castle right now. Karen, what's happening?
Hi, Cian. Well, it's a busy day for these athletes, as you've been describing there. Two different events to celebrate them and honour them, really. And the first was held in the Arras this morning, where the President, Michael D. Higgins, he hosted a reception for the Olympians, athletes and coaches, really just to congratulate them in person about their achievements and reflecting on the pride of the nation and reminding them all about the enjoyment that they gave so many of us during those games in Paris. There was medalists there, Reese McLennigan, Kelly Harrington, among others. Now, not all athletes were there because, of course, sport is such a commitment that many have other things going on. So notably absent, Rashida Adeleke isn't here, but about 70 of the qualified athletes were at that event, and they have then travelled over to Dublin Castle for a second event, which is a bigger one and allows for all their friends, families and others to come and join in on this celebration. Now, it is, of course, a big celebration because there were so many athletes, the biggest number ever at this Olympics, and really they will be looking at how what they achieved, but also I suppose to the future. I was chatting to Kelly Harrington. She was strolling in with many of the other athletes in their green and white tracksuits, and she said to me just today was really exciting because a lot of them hadn't seen each other since Paris, so for them it's catching up with each other. Some focused, of course, already on what the future holds, and others who where sport isn't the only thing that is in their daily lives and getting back to normal, because for many it is a struggle to consider how to get back to normal after the buzz of the Olympics. And I was chatting with Sophie Becker there, who just said going doing grocery shopping again and getting back to normal daily life, that can be both interesting but also a reality check.
Yeah, it's a fantastic day. It's great for the whole team to get some recognition for all the fantastic work that has been done over the years, and then to carry it through into Paris and just to see the performances that the whole of Team Ireland has put on out there, and everybody on Team Ireland helped to lift the nation.
How would you describe the mood today when you're all coming together? Many of you have not seen each other since Paris.
Really, really good mood. Everybody is in good form. Everybody's well rested after coming home from the games now, and it's just nice to get together again to celebrate and then have friends, family and coaches here today as well, being a part of the bigger picture.
And that was Kelly Harrington, of course, speaking to me after defending her Olympic title and obviously in great spirits, catching up with all of her other athletes here at this event.
Well, Karen, the focus now for other athletes, maybe not Kelly Harrington, but it turns to the next Olympics in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and that already gets underway. I mean, the incredible thing is that planning in the autumn will already get underway for the 2028 Olympics in LA. And of course, many here today are very excited and hopeful that they will play a part in that. But a very important part of that is funding. And the conversation around the investment in sport has been right throughout this Olympics. And now, importantly, with the budget day looming, government has, of course, made a commitment of that $400 million. But really, I suppose what Gavin Noble, who was the chef de mission of Team Ireland, was stating earlier, is that how a good funding mechanism needs to be in place, and infrastructure is of course key. Also, I suppose questions will be asked by a lot of athletes, many here today holding down day jobs while they're trying to, you know, prepare and compete for competitions like the Olympics. Questions around the supports that will be made available for them in the future, very important. So while today is of course acknowledging all the achievements that have been made, certainly there is very much a focus also on what the future will hold for all of these athletes who are gathered here today.
Karen Creed, thank you.